We go next to Mexico, where authorities say the power of the government meshed with the power of organized crime. Prosecutors say a small-town mayor and his wife ordered an attack in which many people were killed or vanished. 43 students are still missing. Authorities say the couple have family ties to one of Mexico's drug cartels, and they're now on the run. They led the town of Iguala in the southern state of Guerrero. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Thousands of protesters marched down Mexico City's Gran Reforma Boulevard, banging drums, carrying pictures of the 43 students who went missing on September 26th, and demanding the resignation of the governor of the state of Guerrero and even President Enrique Peña Nieto. Holding a poster-sized black-and-white photo of her missing 19-year-old son, Benjamin, Cristina Bautista said she believes the students are still alive. I don't know how they're going to do it, she said, staring off in the distance, but they took the students alive and they have to return them to us alive. Bautista said her son had just started at the rural teaching college known for its leftist ideology and radical protests. She said he just wanted to study to be a teacher and get a good-paying job, something not possible in the poor regions of Guerrero where they live. The missing student's uncle, Cruz Bautista, wants to know why it has taken so long for the government to find his nephew or those responsible for his disappearance. They need to do their job. Why haven't they arrested the mayor of Iguala yet or his wife, he asks. Yesterday, Mexico's attorney general said an arrest warrant has been issued for the mayor, José Luis Abarca, and his wife, María de Los Ángeles Pineda.
Como la principal operadora de actividades delictivas desde la presidencia municipal.
Jesús Murillo Caram, the country's top prosecutor, also named the mayor's wife as the principal operator of the trafficking group, known as the Guerreros Unidos, and that she, together with her husband, ran the group's illegal activities right out of Iguala City Hall. Murillo Caram went on to give more details. The most he's divulged to date on the case, including that the mayor was doling out as much as 600,000 pesos, about $45,000, on a regular basis to pay off the police.
La orden de enfrentar a las personas les llega por radio desde la central.
Murillo Caram went on to say that on the night of September 26th, as the students were heading toward Iguala in several buses they had commandeered, the order to stop them came over the local police radios, and that it was given by A5, the codename for Iguala's mayor. Local police intercepted the students' buses and started shooting, killing 6 people and rounding up the 43 students. According to the attorney general, the students were taken to another police force and then transported to the outskirts of Iguala. Those orders, he said, came from the head of the Guerreros Unidos, who federal authorities captured last week. Attorney General Murillo Caram says investigators are still trying to positively identify the remains of some 30 bodies found in 9 graves outside Iguala. In Iguala yesterday, angry protesters, many hooded, smashed windows and burned several offices at City Hall. In Mexico City, students marched for hours demanding justice and revenge. Maria Fernanda Solis, an 18-year-old college student, says it's just outrageous how much corruption, collusion, and impunity there is in Mexico.
Nos damos cuenta de que el narcotráfico y el gobierno están unidos.
The government and the traffickers are one and the same, she says. We have to stop it. Many students dressed in black, like these from the music school at the National Autonomous University, said if the government kills students, what is left for the future of Mexico? Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.